As they went about feeding the calves on the farm, Hannah Quinn Mulligan and her granny had plenty to talk about. You see, they had gone to the movies to see That They May Face the Rising Sun, a new, already acclaimed film based on the novel by John McGahern, which was inspired by his own farming life and that of his neighbours in County Leitrim.
You know, the rain comes down, the sun shines, grass grows, children grow old and die. That's the holy all of it. We all know it full well, but can't even whisper it.
That's the holy all of it. John O'Lehan playing the Shah in That They May Face the Rising Sun. So, how did Hannah and her grandmother Catherine get on?
Good morning, Bambino. How are you? Good boy. Who's a lovely calf? You gonna take your bottle? Good boy. Morning, Gran.
Morning, Hannah. How's our little baby this morning?
He's fine. He's a little bit fussy, but he's all right.
Oh, good. That's good. That's good.
Are you still thinking about the film last night? That they may face the rising sun. So it was a book written by John McGahern.
I could watch it again. I want to watch it again. Yeah. Today, say, or tomorrow, soon. There was so much in it. It was amazing.
To give a brief recap, so there is a couple, maybe in their late 30s, early 40s, Joe and Kate, and they... He's Irish. He's returning kind of back to sort of his roots. She's not Irish. And he's a novelist. She co-owns a gallery back in London. And they come back for this ideal kind of simple living that they have in their heads. And then the story is about them living in their cottage in rural Leitrim, them farming, them doing all sorts of things, and the locals around them and how they interact with them. But it's so much more than that. Mm. It's so much more. You start to see the fabric of rural life in a way that you don't think about it.
Yes. Well, it was very true to life then.
So there's a wedding and there's a wake. Yes. And but I guess when they initially come back to Leitrim, everyone is sceptical of them coming back and how long they're going to last. I mean, but you must have had something similar when you came back home after you'd lived in London for, what, 30-odd years and come back to Ireland.
Yes, and it happened. Actually, I had some friends who came back to Ireland and lasted 2 or 3 years and returned to England. It made me think, and I've always remembered it, I thought, what transition? There's no transition. I'm home. This is what I sort of planned. Just the fact that it took nearly 30 years is, for various reasons, that's what happened to people.
I guess something that I was aware of as well when I worked in London was that there were a lot of older Irish people who were in nursing homes who'd never managed to go back to Ireland for one reason or another, whether it was financial or social or it was just too difficult. And that, I guess, the character Johnny for both of us kind of struck a chord, because he was working over in London in these quite menial sounding, even nasty, grubby kind of jobs.
Yes.
And then coming back and pretending that
everything was fine. Yes.
It put me that there was this kind of line of poetry going through my head, and I can't even remember if it was Irish or English, but it was basically that, you know, this man, and he's coming home in his new suit and his new car back from London to Mayo, and thinking about seeing his family and the pride on their faces when he sees this new car and him in the suit, that he tucks the rental documents of the car even further into his inside pocket, like na cálpa sin a fhócadh. And it was that sense of shame that they hadn't made it, but they were away, but they wanted to put on a good face. Like, there's so much in that, isn't there?
There is, really. And that happened in reality so much. And I think, you know, in the film they showed, you know, they very sensitively showed the the situation as it was, you know, with the from the point of view of the reality of, yes, some people did well, but the majority didn't do that well, really. They had menial jobs. They would come home once a year. Some never came home, never ever came home. And they would come home once a year and sometimes borrow the money even to put on a show, to go to the local pub and drinks on the house and that type of thing.
The other character as well, there's so much to talk about in the film. So for a film that you thought was going to be a quiet film, there was so much going on emotionally.
There was so much in that film. There was.
And it would have been so easy to overdo. You know, because when people represent rural Ireland, they usually make it so twee.
Twee, yes.
That's the problem.
And this was so practical, you know, mowing the meadow. And, you know, it was so beautifully done and so naturally done. You know, even the loading of the sheep was just so natural in a normal sort of everyday box, and then the bringing in the hay, and the scene with Joe and Kate, and him throwing. They were obviously hungry.
They were hungry, and it was after the haymaking, and they were both having this big dinner, and it was late at night, and he buttered this big slice of bread, and he cut it in two, and he kind of tossed one half over to her, and kind of they just gave this look at each other, but it was really affectionate. And it was kind of, there was something in that, and kind of breaking bread together, and you know, everything was so equal in a way.
Yes.
And another bit that I loved was there is this Irish thing. And everyone will know it, that when you call into a farmyard or someone's yard and two men will be there talking, it might be the man of the house and someone else, and someone will say, oh, well, I better give herself inside a nod to put the tea on or something like that. So this man had called in and said to Joe, oh, sure, you better tell herself that we're here and she better make some sandwiches. And then Joe's inside furiously buttering bread and making sandwiches, and the man who comes in says, oh, Kate, these are lovely sandwiches. And Joe and Kate just kind of look at each other, just kind of wry amusement. But it's sweet. It's sweet.
And the way they portrayed their relationship was beautiful. I thought it was so lovely. It really was. And it was not, like you said, it wasn't overdone. It was just so lovely.
There's a car coming now. We better get going with the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
I'll see you in a bit.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Better get going with the rest of the day and not race inside and start making sandwiches. It's not just Hannah and Catherine that liked it. I just looked up the film review aggregator site, Rotten Tomatoes. 13 reviews in, it's still got a 100% rating, which I can't imagine happens that often. That They May Face the Rising Sun, based on the John McGahan novel, directed by Pat Collins, is in cinemas, forgive me, countrywide right now.